Vertical surrender is the function of the soul. Therefore, to begin that surrender, one has to embody one's true self. Of course, me, pure me, is linked to the surrender of the soul, but me surrenders only through the soul, not directly. It has no access alone, only through the body of the soul. It can link itself with the dimension of absorption. One may ask, how is it possible that those who do not embody their souls, for instance, when they sit in meditation, they experience expansion into being? Well, there is some surrender happening, energetically speaking, but it is entirely unconscious process, because that which is surrendering is not embodied. The reason why in Zen tradition they reach a deep realization of being or the Absolute is not because they embody the being aspect of the soul, but because they identify with the energy center in the Hara, which serves as a substitute of identity. Because their experience of center is centralized in the lower belly, they identify with the center on some level. That's why they have more force to penetrate deeper the dimension of being. Basically, to penetrate any dimension of expansion, there has to be certain solidification of self. Otherwise, the whole experience of meditation is totally spaced out. All these expansions are entirely meaningless. Certainly, they cannot serve as a permanent ground of being. They cannot be stable, they cannot be maintained in activity. In embodying the state of pure subjectivity is the foundation. It is like for the first time we actually stand in reality. We have a clear existential point of reference to the now, which is our own self. And this is the place from which surrender, vertical surrender into the source, can truly begin. Letting go, abiding in the innermost space of the now, surrendering, but how much can one surrender, and what are the limits to that surrender? What is the difference between surrendering and being in the state of surrender, having surrendered? Basically, there are two sides from which we are diving into surrender. One is prior to reaching the state of surrender, and the other is after the state of surrender has been reached. The soul continues her journey of surrender, even though she is no longer not surrendered. She has already surrendered. We are surrendering either from unreality to reality, or surrendering within reality into the infinite depth of this reality. Next, surrender can be seen as a surrendering below consciousness of our existence and identity, below consciousness, and a surrender of consciousness. Consciousness cannot surrender unless that which is below consciousness has already surrendered. Consciousness needs a bridge to enter the beyond. As much as we need to understand gradually, this knowledge unfolds itself gradually as our experience deepens and our maturity deepens. As much as we need to understand different dimensions of surrender, we need to grow in sensitivity to recognize what it means not to be in the state of surrender and what needs to be surrendered. For instance, one can very easily assume that the state of deep being is the state of being absorbed in the source, while it is obviously not. It is connected to the dimension of the source, but at the same time, it cannot enter the beyond, still stuck in manifestation. Or one can interpret the state of spacious consciousness as having consciousness surrendered, while that spaciousness is only horizontal quality. Not only it is not surrendered, it does not even have the basic vertical depth. So it is a journey into reality. The ultimate adventure of the soul, of that individual consciousness that is growing into itself and returning back home.